the offer system. It's a tool out there that producers need to be utilizing and leveraging. Don't move the goalposts.
Welcome to In the Driver's Seat, a podcast on managing financial risk in your grain operation, brought to you by ABM.
Welcome, everybody. I'm here again with Shelby Schweitzer, and we're going to talk about getting offers working. Good time of year to talk about that. Shelby, how are you?
Good, Doug. I am good. It's definitely been a crazy spring here, that's for sure. But, you know, it's nice to see the sun out and people are getting active again. And, you know, the saying, April showers bring May flowers. And I know last year was a crazy spring with all the rain and whatnot, but I feel better about this upcoming spring, even through the craziness.
Different version of crazy. I don't know what is normal anymore, whether it's, you know, wild changes in acreage or, you know, the pandemic or phase one of China deal. There are a lot of things going on. We are in the process of planting, growing, you know, harvesting and distributing another crop that the globe needs so people can eat. So I think today talking about how we market that to the best of people's ability and keep things simple would be a good topic.
That's exactly right. And I think kind of just to give it some more color, we're taking things back to the basic. And I really just like taking it a couple steps back and just talking about it in layman's terms. So what we're going to talk about today with our special guest, Matt Kruse. He is a grain origination specialist in Indiana, Evansville to be specific, but we're going to talk about the easy button in grain marketing. So, Matt, welcome. We're so excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Shelby. Thanks, Doug. As Shelby said, I'm a grain originator down here in the southern Indiana, northern Kentucky region. We've got quite a few ADM elevators down in this region, quite a few merchants and originators. We've got a pretty big swath of territory that we cover and a lot of producers, grain producers we cover through this region. So I've been down here for about the last year, coming out of Georgia prior to that, when I was with our peanut division down in Golden Peanut down in Albany, Georgia for years, and have enjoyed Western Kentucky up to this point.
You probably have a lot fewer gnats in Kentucky than you had in Georgia, huh?
I haven't seen one yet, Doug. I haven't seen one yet, thank God.
Offer-wise, Matt, I know we've talked to you about this before. I know you believe in it, but it's a really a good basic foundational thing. I mean, you have a lot of producers that use this, so why is it a good go-to? Why do you like it? Why do you use it?
Really, the upfront is it's proactive marketing, but it's reactive marketing. What I mean by that is that we use it every day. We've got producers that call in that are checking prices and looking for certain levels to make that next sale. And we sit there and have a discussion with him and establish where he wants to be and where the market is today and kind of walk that through. And the great thing with a producer that is trying to establish a sale price on his next percentage of his corn crop, he can put that in. It can be a soft offer or a firm offer. And what I mean by that is, firm offers, we have a bushel quantity attached to that, let's say 5,000 bushel of corn at a set price. And if it fills throughout the day or even the overnights, the producer's made that sale. The soft offers, that's more where, you know, the producer can say, if it gets to this level, give me a call. So, you know, we have to call a soft offer almost like a reminder. So it'll trigger, it'll tell the merchant, myself as the originator, to make a call back the producer and say, hey, we're at that level. What do you want to do? You know, you and I talked about this a month ago, and you said you'd be ready to start selling corn at this point. So it allows us then to kind of go through and maybe have a little bit more of a discussion as to 30 days later, now what's the current market doing, and do we want to just sell 5,000? Maybe he wants to say, you know what, I don't like the volatility. Let's go ahead and sell 10,000 bushels at that level. We use offers all the time. It's not just me in the office, and we review them, we keep an eye on them, and we look to kind of get some sort of an idea of where the producer wants to start selling his corn. Where does that producer want to start selling his beans? And it also gives us some kind of an indicator as to what the producers are thinking out there.
So you mentioned a few different types of offers, the soft ones versus the firm ones. And the soft ones are the ones that that seldom get executed on, because by then the news has changed, by then the emotions are running high. But there's also the ability, whether you want to put in an offer to lock in a certain basis or a futures level or, you know, a cash level, you know, you can do that as well. So it's pretty versatile, and those are important pieces. You know, when it comes to maximizing a final cash price, that's the goal, right? We want to get the best cash price at the end. And honestly, man, I feel like the highest price grain I have ever bought as an employee of ADM or a grain company has been on the offers that I've booked. And I also think that oftentimes it's been the highest price the producers have been able to sell. So it really does work well for both.
It does.
I think, too, to your guys' points, the beauty of it is just being able to call up your local ADM rep, give it to them. They watch it for free, and, you know, you're busy managing your operation. So, again, it's just another peace of mind. But what I think is really neat about it is it's just another way you can start chipping away at your grain marketing plan. So as we always say in our episodes, it's just a base hit. You know, you don't have to go for the home runs, but this is a really good way, just as you said before, Matt, just to get proactive, start putting those on the books and start piecing really the puzzle together.
Yeah, to your point too, Shelby, I mean, this is this time of year in spring is when, you know, the producers are paying less attention to the market and they're paying more attention to getting a crop in the field. So their focus has shifted, and we're on the other side of the coin. And, you know, it really helps us as originators. Sure, it varies by originator, but, you know, we have, let's say, 200 customers that we're calling on. There's no way to keep a scratch sheet of paper as a, you know, guy says, hey, if it gets to, you know, this level, give me a call. We utilize the offer system all the time for just that reason, so that we don't necessarily have to watch it every second, and it will give us a reminder to then call that producer when we're reaching those certain levels.
So there's some big do's and don'ts when it comes to making offers. So talk us through a couple of the do's and don'ts, Matt.
Well, I mean, the do is, first of all, just do your homework. And I think that's the best way to do it. Figure out exactly what the game plan is, and have that discussion with your originator, and have a plan. I mean, that's really the biggest thing here. We got a plan, and then we're going to use this tool that ADM possesses to help execute that plan. So to me, that's where the offer system, it's a tool out there that producers need to be utilizing and leveraging. Don't move the goalposts. You know, establish the plan, stay with the plan. Don't second guess it. And when the market does start to rally and you see it getting close to what you think you're where we put your offer in, don't move the goalpost. Let's make that incremental sale. Let's sell that 5, 10% of production. And then let's see what's going on with the market, and let's establish a next finish line. Let's go for the next sale of 5 or 10%. Leverage the offer system and continually go back through, and let's make some incremental sales that are, you know, beneficial and productive for the business.
Same pitfalls we've had for many years. It's the one thing that really has stood the test of time. Probably the only difference being that it seems like the windows of opportunity to execute are even smaller and tighter. So just more emphasis on how important offers can be. And I think you mentioned before, even as we were talking, that a lot of times they hit in the overnights when none of us are watching. Unless you stay awake and watch markets all night, you never know when that rally is going to come. You never know when that spike is going to come. And yeah, it's just a super solid, good, long-term, simple, smart thing to do. And I just can't encourage people enough to not put too much pressure on themselves, right? To get too sophisticated. Sometimes basics are best.
Right. I agree.
All right. So good topic, talking about offers, good basic blocking and tackling. So Matt, we appreciate having you on. Just for the audience, simple and smart sometimes beats sophisticated or fancy or complex. I guess my advice would be, you know, keep it basic and simple whenever you can. And if you have a need, specific need to get more sophisticated, man, that's all okay too. But it doesn't need to eat your lunch. it can be not such a painful process. So I think, Matt, you've done a nice job laying it out. I appreciate it. And it's nice to hear your perspective, right? So you're doing this with growers, producers every day. I just think you've done a nice job of talking us through it. Any last words of wisdom that you would like to offer producers that maybe you've experienced in your career?
Well, first of all, Doug, I appreciate you and Shelby giving me the time to come on here. And the only thing I would really say, and it's just sticks in my head every year, is have a plan. This is the start of 2020. This is spring. We're fixing to get really busy. Have a plan and let's execute. And we're here to help guys out daily. So I hope they give us a call and we guide them through the forest here.
And I think that's the resounding note here, right? So another tip I want to give too, and Matt, you alluded to it perfectly, but it's just get an accountability partner. So I know we've mentioned it before, but there are so many resources out there. There are so many people in your life that you can rely on, you know, just as Doug calls it, a marketing buddy. I call it accountability partner, but someone you can just lean on, someone who you can get support and knowledge from, and your local ADM rep too, exactly like Matt is a perfect example of that. And it wouldn't be an end of a podcast if we didn't mention our website, where we have a whole range of marketing information and just stuff that might work for your operation. And again, there's so many resources out there. What we really intend to do is just narrow it down and give you the best information for your operation. So thank you so much, Matt, for hopping on. Doug, it was great talking to you again. And with that, we'll see you guys on our next episode.
Thanks, everybody. Have a safe and productive spring season. Appreciate y'all.
This has been In the Driver's Seat, brought to you by ABM. To learn more about managing financial risk in your grain operation, talk to your local ADM representative or go to ADMAdvantage.com.